It's July 27th, 2021, and today we'll be talking about the vaccine for people who had an allergic reaction to the first dose and for children.
Welcome to Dr. Vaughn's COVID-19 Updates, the podcast that updates you daily on the pandemic.
So two topics related to getting the COVID-19 vaccine, specifically related to the mRNA vaccine. We'll start out here first with children. The concern with children is that knowing that younger adults, a certain number of them, more so males than females, and more so the younger you get, had occasions of having myocarditis associated with getting the vaccine. And we talked about that before, why the numbers very much work out till it's still very much in your favor to get the vaccine rather than not to, even more so now with Delta variant. But this is a reason to do even more studying on children in the efforts to do the studies with both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to get an authorization for children age 5 to 11. That's what they're currently working on. And what has come out is that they need to have even more children in that age group for their study to make sure that they can pick up on things like myocarditis occurring. Interestingly, when we're talking about children, when we're talking about COVID, there is a problem called MISC. It's MISC, and it stands for multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, which almost always involves some level of myocarditis. So we actually have, it looks like you're better off looking at it ahead of time. We're expecting the studies will show this out, that you're better off to get the vaccine, even with concern for risk for myocarditis from the vaccine, possibly, compared to the risk of MISC with myocarditis if you were to not get it because of the relative incidence of each. MISC with COVID-19 versus myocarditis with the vaccine, which is very low and in almost every case results in no permanent effects. So that's one thing. And then the other thing I wanted to touch on was the study that was done with patients who had some kind of allergic reaction to their first dose of their mRNA vaccine. And in re-challenging them with their second dose, the study found that only 20% even had some kind of allergic reaction, and all of them resolved with just an antihistamine. So that was good news to find that out. And that was published by the University of Minnesota. That came out, the title was No Anaphylaxis After Second Dose of mRNA COVID Vaccine Study Finds. And it was referring to a study that was in JAMA Internal Medicine, which if you look that up on the JAMA network, you'll see that came out on the 26th. So two very compelling arguments for going ahead with vaccination. Even if you've had a reaction to the first one, even if it was an anaphylactoid reaction to the first shot of your mRNA vaccine, and then looking forward to what we'll find with children with further study. I don't have something different about the Delta variant today compared to my almost 10-minute long podcast from last week, but I do want to say thank you to those people who have personally told me that you appreciate the information on this podcast. That means a lot to me because I put all of the feedback I get right back out in the podcast. And of course, I've played when people have sent in their audio messages as part of the show. So you know when people send in messages, and that's still something you can do in the description if you go under the link to find it on Anchor. Anchor.fm is where you can find this podcast with the link for leaving messages.
You're listening to a Dr. Vaughn Medical Podcast. You would probably love the Auburn Medical Group YouTube live stream. See Dr. Mark Vaughn and Dr. Gwen Vaughn every Monday afternoon at 4:30 Pacific time. They discuss timely medical topics and answer questions from the live stream chat during the show. Where else can you ask your medical questions every week and get answers from real medical doctors? You'll find them on the Auburn Medical Group channel on YouTube every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for listening to today's update. Be sure to be subscribed to not miss future updates, and stay in good health.